T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the very best, Jimmy Kepski. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, Angela. I don't know what the pet peeve is. Is that what you said? I already know what
all
it
right,
is.
I'm going to get
no,
out.
No, I know what it is.
I'm going to get out.
Oh,
right
I agree
now.
It is.
All right,
okay.
Jimmy, you're doing all this scouting for the college players. Wow.
Yeah.
The Rudy guy.
Shopping list. He puts a shopping list out.
Every game, he tells you who's going to win, who's moving up and down to the draft. Jimmy, did it ever occur to you that Howie's making the pick wherever the hell it is and it doesn't matter?
That is the most common reply that I get whenever I publish one.
He's
of
getting
things.
Our replies, Ange.
Right, I'm glad the emails are going through, Jimmy. All right. Yeah. Anyway, let me go to write what you were witnessing yesterday, all right? Doug seems befuddled. I'm having a hard time communicating with him. He's struggling with his scripting of plays. There's a lot going wrong right now with Doug Peterson. Are these his final days as the Eagles coach, Jimmy?
I think they might be. I mean, when you look at this division that they're in, they're 3-7-1, obviously. They're now behind two really bad teams in the Giants and the football team. And, when you just look at the division, historically speaking, in the NFL, it might be the worst division of all time. And there's actually a decent chance they're going to finish last in the worst division of all time. And it'll be behind three teams that, the Cowboys at one point were on their fourth quarterback this season. The football team is on their third quarterback already this season. Giants just lost Daniel Jones in the last game. They managed to win a game without him playing, I think, the second half of that game. He may or may not play this upcoming week. But you have three really bad teams, all of which will have lost their quarterbacks at some point during the season, and you still might finish last, which is absolutely crazy. I mean, the Eagles have had their injury issues as well. They've managed to keep Carson Wentz healthy all year. In fact, he's only missed the one snap all season long in this past game when Jalen Hurts came in for him. But, I mean, just when you look at the disaster that this team has been, and, you alluded to, Doug's befuddlement during press conference, and I think that's the least of his problems. Like, he's never really been good in the press conference settings. But, when you just look at the product that they've put on the field, I think I don't like managing play calling so much, but his play calling has been really questionable this year. Their scheme has been bad. They've been outcoached in most of their games. And, you look at sort of the way that this team has fallen apart since they won that Super Bowl. I mean, Doug was a legitimately great coach that year.
Yes.
Beating teams left and right. I think they just kind of had all their stuff together, and there's nothing creative whatsoever about the offense whatsoever right now.
You're 100% right. Jimmy, here's the thing. One of the things you media guys did yesterday with Doug that was interesting, you really interrogated about Hurts and the pick, the second-round pick to take him. Do you really think Doug was on board with that?
I it's hard to say because he's been willing to sort of get out of the way of the GM side of the team, and I think that early on in his career that was sort of a strength of his, and that he was open to ideas from his assistant coaches. He let sort of the front office do their thing and didn't get involved, and I think that's sometimes a good quality from a head coach. So I don't know how much he, influence he either has or even wants in the draft. But, certainly the drafting of Jalen Hurts made his job more difficult.
Boy, didn't it.
Because he's got to answer questions about Jalen Hurts and Carson Wentz every single week. So in hindsight, certainly he'd rather Jalen Hurts not be on the team, I would think, right? Because
I would.
He's got to answer all these questions. They're all legitimate questions, but he's got to answer questions every single week that Carson Wentz has a bad game and Jalen Hurts continues to sit on the sideline.
So, Jimmy, analyze for me the way he's used Hurts. Does it make any sense to you?
Well, I mean, this past week, there was a lot of hype about Jalen Hurts having an increased role.
Yeah.
And he comes in and he plays two snaps. And one of them was with Wentz not on the field. It is, to me, having Wentz be on the field when Jalen Hurts comes into the game makes zero sense.
Yep.
Because, like, you look at, like, the way that New Orleans does it when Taysom Hill comes in for Drew Brees. Drew Brees comes out of the game. He stands on the sideline. Nobody thinks that, like, Drew Brees is, being benched or anything like that when he's standing on the sidelines, obviously. He's going to walk right into the Hall of Fame, the instant that he's able to. So there's none of that going on. I wonder if they're keeping him on the field just to prevent some sort of, idea or narrative that he's being benched for Wentz or whatever. I don't know what the reasoning could possibly be that they keep him on the field, but he's useless, lined up as a wide receiver. You may as well have another wide receiver on the field who can, at a minimum, if it's a run play, it's going to block for you. I mean, forget the idea of even just throwing a pass that way. It just makes no sense that Wentz is even on the field. I just don't get it. Doug was asked about it. He gave a snarky response. It was like 2-3 weeks ago he got asked about that. And, I mean, that was a totally valid question, and I don't know what they're doing. And then also when he comes in, it's just a zone replay or two that goes for 2 or 3 yards, and he comes out of the game. So, I mean, I don't really understand the purpose of the usage of him.
All right, let me see if I can stump you one more time, Jimmy.
Yep.
Monday night's game.
Yep.
Fulgham, 37 snaps. Jeffrey, 35. Does that make any sense to you?
It doesn't make sense that Alshon Jeffrey's even suiting up for game day.
Thank you.
Like he shouldn't even be on the field. Like it just makes no sense whatsoever. If there's a reason that you're waiting until the end of the season to cut him as opposed to right now, then fine. But he shouldn't even be in a uniform and on the field on game day. Like it just makes no sense to me whatsoever. He's cooked. What does he run now? 5-2-40? Like at this point, and now he's on the field and he's taking snaps away from Fulgham. I mean, there were plenty of times in that Monday night game where Jeffrey was in the game and Fulgham was on the sideline.
Yep.
And Fulgham is like one of the true rare – I mean, he's cooled off a little bit in the last few weeks, but he's been one of the true rare bright spots of this season. And to have him on the bench in favor of a guy that they're definitely cutting this offseason just makes no sense whatsoever.
Jimmy, he's cooling off. They didn't throw a ball to him until there were 14 minutes left in the game. How is he supposed to stay hot if they can't throw the ball?
Fair point. And actually, you know what? He was their leading receiver among the wide receiver group. He was the leading receiver with 2 catches for 16 yards.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Jimmy, the one thing about you, you're very focused always on looking for the next wave of talent. So I got to bring you back a couple of years. How can anyone look at tape in college of DK Metcalf and Ortega Whiteside and say that Ortega Whiteside is a better pick? Did it make sense then? And how do you feel about that decision by Howie right now after 10 catches, 177 yards, Monday Night Football against Seattle?
Solely looking talent-wise?
Yeah.
No, it made no sense then. Obviously, it doesn't make sense now, but it didn't make sense then either. This isn't like hindsight where – fans and media or whatever are saying they should have drafted DK Metcalf instead of J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. For me, drafting J.J. Arcega-Whiteside made no sense whatsoever at the time, not because they should have taken this guy or that guy instead of him, but because he mirrored the same skill set that they had in Alshon Jeffrey. So when they did that, it was like, okay, well, they're probably going to move on from J.J. or, excuse me, from Alshon the following year. But then they gave him a contract extension, or rather they guaranteed a big portion of his contract, guaranteeing that he's going to be on the team for a while longer.
$26 million
on the roster. Made no sense.
$26 million guaranteed, Jimmy. $26 million.
So they had these two guys on the roster, two guys that they're using now premium resources on, money resources on Alshon, and then draft pick premium resources on J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, who basically served the same purpose in your offense. It just made no sense whatsoever. But to answer your question as far as, this guy versus that guy, I mean, for sure, DK Metcalf was the far more appealing player. Now, he had maybe some medical concerns, and maybe that's why they passed on him. But just from an on-field, is this player better perspective, there was zero question that DK Metcalf was the better prospect.
Finally, Jimmy, I'm going full circle here. Are we seeing the final days of Howie Roseman as the GM of the Eagles?
Well, as far as are we seeing that, I don't know. I think they should move on, because what you have is a situation where the old is sort of like, or the roster is sort of like the triple frown of badness, in that A, they're bad, B, they're old, and C, they're expensive. And when you look at sort of going forward, you can't have a manager or a general manager sort of manage this roster in any sort of short-term way. And Howie Rosen's had three straight bad off seasons now. So you can't guarantee, you can't say to him, okay, you have X number of years to figure this out, because he doesn't deserve that. Like, he doesn't deserve, you know, that sort of time to, you know, tear the roster down and build it back up. In the meantime, you can't trust that he's going to operate in the long-term interest of the team. So I think you really have to bring in a fresh set of eyes, a fresh perspective, somebody who's willing to kind of tear everything down and build it back up. And I don't think that person is Howie Roseman.
Jimmy Kapski, I think he's just established. You got to read him every day at Philly Voice. Jimmy, you're the best. Thank you, my friend. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right, Jimmy Kapski, with some great insights into what's going on. Now let's look up into the sky with our NASA correspondent, Clifford W. Lentz. Hi, Clifford.
Hey, good morning, Angela. I was going to talk about the Thanksgiving on the space station, but two things occurred to me as I was on hold. Former astronaut Mark Kelly is going to be sworn in as a U.S. senator from the state of Arizona today. He's the husband of Gabrielle Giffords and, you know, the twin brother of Scott Kelly.
Right. Yes, I'm on board with that. He is he is the twin that is not an astronaut.
No, he was an astronaut.
He was.
Was too? They were both astronauts?
Yes, they were both astronauts. They were both pilots in the Navy. They're both astronauts, and now he's the senator from Arizona.
That's confusing.
But he didn't go to space, though, right?
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah, he went four times. A total of 56
days. How did they know that they didn't do a swaparoo and send the other one? they look identical.
Well, they send him where there was twin moons.
All right, anyway, but he's going to be a politician. Gabby was did a great job, and then that terrible thing happened to her. So, Cliff, what did they do for Thanksgiving up at the space station?
One quick thing. I did have a run-in with Stephen A. Smith. You were talking about Stephen A.
You had a run-in?
Yeah. We were in the studio, the old studio, I think four studios ago.
Yeah.
And he came in, and I was sitting in one seat. It had three seats on the side. And I think he didn't want to see people in the studio when he was there.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a snappy dresser. He had like a three-piece suit on. And so he sat in the farthest seat. He took his jacket off and put it in the middle seat. And he looked at me, and he said, "My suit costs more than you make in a year."
Jeez, God.
See, though, and that was before he was famous, right, Cliff?
Yeah.
It's all you were saying, Billy, very confident.
Yeah. Always.
In that case, maybe. Anyway, what happened up there? They have turkey.
So, the International Space Station, they had the first full crew from the space, the Dragon spacecraft. So now we have the first time seven people in the International Space Station.
Seven?
So,
a lot of bedrooms up there.
Wow. Yeah, so now we have the two Soviets, the two Sergeys. We have Japanese astronaut Suichi Noguchi, who is first person a long time to ride three different rockets in the space shuttle, Soyuz and Dragon, and the first African-American to be a long time space station member. So they had the traditional Thanksgiving, you know, where you share food. They had smoked turkey, green bean casserole, all that, and then Japanese.
Wait.
Yes,
how did
they
do that? They didn't send the turkey up there. How did they get the turkey?
No, it's the same kind of food they always do. It's has to be a rehydrated and that stuff.
And they wash it down with Tang?
No, they don't have Tang. They actually have coffee up there now, coffee and all that.
Wow.
No,
They're up there for how long? Half a year?
6 months, yeah.
Would you want to do that? Would you want to be up there with six other strangers for half a year in a capsule?
It's a big station. It's almost the size of a 747 inside.
You don't like being with your family.
No, I have been in 747s. I'm not spending 6 months in a tube. You would do that, Cliff?
Yep, absolutely. The last thing I wanted to say was that the tradition they thought to the new colleagues up in the space station was they streamed the football game. So they're actually having Thanksgiving dinner and watched the football game.
Oh. All right, I'm sorry. It's not as good as down here. Who are they kidding? And finally, how's Uranus, Cliff? No, the planet.
Hey, who's in charge up there? Who's the boss? You got seven
right
people.
Now it's, right now it's the Russian, and eventually it's going to be handed off in 3 months to Mike Hopkins, who's the commander of the Dragon spacecraft that just went up there.
Oh, great. Real- 6 months in a tube, and the Russian's telling me what to do. I don't think so.
Real quick, Cliff,
yeah.
Speaking of Uranus, do you realize that you keep butt-dialing me?
I know. I'm sorry. You know what it is? You showed up on my screen, and when I wake up, I reach over and touch the phone, and I must dial you by mistake. Sorry about
right, that. So wait a minute. So your rear end is dialing Ava Graham. That gives a whole new meaning to your end.
Oh, here we go. Oh, yeah.
We love you, Cliff. Take care, pal.
Didn't think you'd get service there.
These people that want to go up in a capsule, it's as big as a 747. Well, that's not big.
Yeah. Well, we're in a pandemic. What's the difference?
Go on the odd here.
Yeah, you're not
going to
get the COVID.
Yeah, the COVID. 215-592-9494. Oh, by the way, Mike Jarek has the COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And I would just
really?
To wish him well. He's a great guy.
Mike's a great guy.
He's a great, great guy, and
he's
we wish
funny.
Him well. He is 70 years old.
No, he's not.
That's what it said. Yeah. I'm reading in the paper. All I got
he
is,
does not look 70 years old.
He does not look 70 at all. Like me, he's aging beautifully. And I just, I
he
wish
looks
him
great.
Well. I wish him well. He really, you know, all of us are soon going to get the vaccine, and everybody's going to be good. In fact, later in this hour, Donald Trump's checking in to tell us what's going
here
on.
Here we go.
I think we got a lot of good news coming in on that. 215-592-9494, pound 9494 on your AT&T or Verizon cell phone. We got a ton of show left. When we come back, I got to bring up the Phillies, Al. What are they doing? What are they doing?
They got time.
People are signing free agents, and no one's running the team. All they're doing is laying people off.
They're in neutral.
I got to bring them up.
Spring,
I got to bring them up.
Spring training's not until, what, January?
When we come back, Billy King lashes out at the baseball team. Stay tuned. WIP Sports Time, 818.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.